Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy, Dwayne, in the building. Right back in here, another Tuesday. Super excited, as always, to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And today is special. We're actually reporting live from G3 Conference. And I can honestly say I am shocked that who I have on the show today, because we've been chasing each other for almost a year. Literally G3 last year, we agreed, and we're right back here. And by God's grace, this is the perfect time to do it. I have on none other than Dr. James White. How are you, sir?
It is. You know, I was looking around going, where'd that guy go? Because we talked last year, said, we got to do it. Let's do it.
Right.
And then we email each other. Well, how about that? No, I'm going to be in South Africa.
Right.
Well, I'm going to be in Australia.
Right.
And it's like, well, all right. There you are. There's your microphones. What are you doing?
Exactly. And that's exactly how it went down, folks. Luckily, I had everything already set up, ready to roll. And we're making this happen. So, Dr. James, I'm going to do what I do with all my guests, man. Give you just a quick minute to introduce yourself to those that may not know who you are.
Nobody knows who I am, thankfully. life would be a lot simpler if people didn't, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm the director of Alpha and Omega Ministries, which we founded in, believe it or not, 1983. Do you remember 1983?
I was 1 year old.
There you go. Okay. All right. See? So we originally started primarily, all we thought we were going to do. We were four young people. I think I was 20 at that time. And we had a desire to witness to Mormons.
Mm.
And so we had a couple books, not that we had written, but we had purchased.
Right.
About two photocopied tracts, one of which, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever admitted this on any other program.
Exclusive.
Here's an exclusive for you. One of which, in hindsight, was heretical.
Now, that's funny.
It was a little on the modalistic side.
Gotcha.
Which is a common error that,
sure,
that people would make.
Sure.
But we just wanted to witness to Mormons, and what grew out of that, we could never, if someone had told me when we started that ministry, that decades down the road, I'd be standing in one of the largest mosques in the Southern Hemisphere, defending the deity of Christ in front with Muslims sitting 5 feet in front of me on the floor, I would have probably gone into computers, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the Lord had other things in mind. And so all we've just tried to do over the years is, when God gives us the opportunity of doing something, you do it.
Awesome, man.
You know?
Yeah.
And given, you know, right now you can sit here, you can set up two microphones, you got your thing recording, you're going to be able to put this out on the net. How long will you be able to do this? How long are we going to have the freedom
right
to put this out and to communicate.
So true.
Take advantage of it now,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet, but I see dark clouds on the horizon in Western culture unless there is a major change.
Right.
And the Lord has ways of doing that. I'm not saying he can't.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, I mean, and that's funny because the one thing I brag about when it comes to podcasting is there's nothing to hinder anybody from starting one.
Right now.
And that's right now. You're giving me the dark cloud. I don't know how to feel anymore.
But I was just talking with a friend that you know who Jordan Peterson is.
I do. Had him on the show.
He walked out of class one day 2 years ago.
Mm.
Gmail shut down. Instagram shut down. YouTube shut down.
Mm.
Facebook shut down. They all cooperated together to shut him down.
Wow.
Now, he had a big enough audience already that he was able to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us don't.
No.
And all they have to do is have the government say, yes, you need to shut that kind of speech down because it's hate speech.
Wow.
And if you say, look, I could read numerous passages straight from the Gospels.
Sure.
That would be identified as pure hate speech.
Oh yeah.
By the left in our Western culture today. And
that's
so
true.
What's coming? I don't know. And the real question is going to be we're going to need wisdom to mm-hmm. know how to, because there are ways of doing it.
Right.
We could be running around here with little jump drives, handing them to each other,
yeah.
you know, surreptitiously.
Yeah.
You know, there mm-hmm. would be ways of doing things, but will we remain faithful?
Mm.
When it starts becoming extremely costly.
Right. And that's, I actually remember you talking about that on the Divine Online. It probably was last year, just saying, like, when the line is drawn, how many people are going to actually, you know.
You know, did you see the article where they were they're requiring facial scans to get into churches
that.
In China?
Yeah, I saw that.
If you set that up and you knew that the people taking those facial scans were going to be harming your social credit score,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
your ability to get a new job, mm-hmm. whatever it might be.
Right.
How many people would be filling up Joel Osteen's church on Sunday?
Not even half. Not even a quarter.
No.
That's so true.
It's easy for us to look at Joel Osteen. How about our own church?
Of course.
That's the first question
we're
going to ask.
Of course. And it'll hit us harder, you know.
Well, it would hit us because we'd think about it. I would love to think that in hopefully most of our sound churches that we're gonna stand firm. But look, I understand, you know, if you're trying to provide for your family
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the government's gonna cut your pay in half mm-hmm. if you go to that church.
Exactly.
Don't sit there and tell me it's really easy. I'll stand.
Right. You know, right.
So simple to say that kind of thing, but
right.
is it really true?
No, that's spot on, man. I mean, because, you know, first thing I think about is my family.
That's right.
You know, with every decision. So that is definitely spot on.
So they're going to separate you. Think about the pastor in China right now that all of us know about.
Yep.
9 years separated from wife and children.
Yeah.
For simply preaching and saying to the communist government of China, this is what I loved about what he did.
Right.
He said, we would be the best citizens you would ever want us to be.
Mm-hmm.
However, we must call you to the feet of Jesus.
That's right.
Who
man.
Rules over you.
Wow.
Oh, that's, man.
Yeah. That's a mic drop.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he's right.
No, absolutely right. Absolutely. Wow. Man, I love the way this is going. This is like totally different than the way
I did it. And we had planned every bit of it, man.
Every bit of it. Man. So I do want to ask you, because what I love about the ministry is, you know, the YouTube live. Like, mm-hmm. you literally jump on every day. So when did that part start? And what got you in that, you know, that framework to do that?
Well, I imagine that guy standing over there, Rich Pierce, was probably the one that dragged us that direction. I didn't want to do.
Okay.
I really didn't. You know, we've done the Dividing Line. We started doing the Dividing Line in the 1980s.
Right.
Okay.
Right. There was no YouTube.
There was no YouTube, and I grew up doing radio.
Got
so
it.
So something
it.
Like this microphone.
Yeah. All day.
Second nature to me. Not an issue. So doing audio was real easy for me. I could do it in sweatpants and a t-shirt, and it didn't matter.
Legit.
But then all of a sudden this YouTube thing came along, and with most things I was like, it'll never make it. Oh well. Right. So much for my stock picks.
Right.
Now that's, you know, people want to see that kind of thing. Even though it is interesting, a number of the people I've talked to already today, I would mention something about something I had worn or something I'd shown. So like, no, I only listened to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So and they've actually never even seen it. So there's still a lot of people.
You've made my point, though.
Yeah.
Because I always tell people podcasts is the one thing you can do multitasking. YouTube, you got to watch sit right there and do it.
Yep.
But with podcasting, you can drive. You can do all of those things, man. And
that's how I do it. I mean, most people know I do a tremendous amount of my study on the back of a bike.
Exactly.
And so I'm listening to stuff.
So how fast you got it going now? Is it 2 times, 1.5?
It depends on the person. I was listening to an unbelievable the debate that Glenn Scrivener did with Matt Dillahunty on Unbelievable a couple weeks ago. And that was hard to listen to at high speed.
Oh, okay.
So if you have people who do, it's hard to listen to me at high speed because I can tend to start speaking fairly quickly and communicating things like that, you know, and you start losing stuff. So it depends. British people are easier to listen to at higher speed because they do not tend to speak as quickly as Americans.
Got it.
We're busy people, and podcasting is a great way to for people who are walking, running, cycling, taking the kids to karate, whatever it is.
Washing dishes.
It's you can now redeem that time and make it useful.
Awesome, man. So as far as
By the way, I don't want to interrupt you or anything, but remember last July there was this little online Facebook competition between podcasts?
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Remember a little something about
that? Yeah, I do.
Now, I just want to make sure you weren't in my bracket, were you?
Was I?
I don't... I'm trying to remember. I thought you... Did we go up against each other?
We did.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry.
We did.
But you got to remember, who did I finally beat out to win that?
Yeah, yeah.
I beat my own daughter.
Is that
cruel or
that
what?
That is very cruel.
But did I even try? You got to admit.
You didn't try.
I did not even try.
You didn't try.
No.
I give you that.
Did you hear her concession speech?
I actually didn't. How beautiful was it?
That was beautiful. I've saved it. It was dad classic.
Nice.
And it was wonderful.
Nice.
It was
great. Yeah, I was rooting for her since you beat me.
Well, I beat Jeff.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I had a tough road to get there.
You did, man.
I was having to break a lot of relationships.
Yeah, you did, man. But you know what? What I appreciate is you was like, hey, man, I didn't even try. So
I was traveling. You know where I was when the final vote was going on is I was doing 3 days. And I mean, when you go to Living Waters. Now, Ray couldn't be involved because he had a kidney stone attack.
Oh, okay.
But the other guys were killing me. They were making me answer questions for hours and hours and hours on end. So I couldn't even be involved.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch once I got done, but I couldn't be involved. But that was a fun thing.
It was. It really was.
Some people got upset about it. It's like, oh, come on, people. It's a Facebook poll.
Exactly.
What do you want?
Yeah. No, it was
enjoy
fun.
It. I mean, I couldn't. 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had told some... They've been looking at you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So we're living in a new age.
Yeah, yeah. So
the new age. I don't want anybody to miss it.
I know. No nuance, new age. None of that. But so I have a little bragging right because you were in the consideration for podcast of the year with the Christian Podcast Network. A couple booths down.
That one I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
With Andrew Rappaport, that crew. And
That was before the one I'm talking about.
Yes, it was.
And I only heard about it after it was over.
Yeah, and then you said next year I'm gonna make sure
Yeah. And then people started trying to do it every week, and it's like, okay, that burned out fast. Could we do this like once a year, maybe once every 6 months, something like that? You know,
no,
I mean, come on,
no, legit,
it's getting bad.
No, that's good, man. So listen. Back to my question.
Yes. You had a question?
I had one, man.
Oh, okay.
I had one. No, I honestly, I know that you, you travel a lot and, do events like this. I just want to know, like, as far as balance and, you know, work, life, ministry, you know, what are some of the things that you kind of put in place or, you know, stuff like that?
Well, last year I traveled more than I'd ever traveled. I did 165,000 miles in the air last year. Part of that's because that was South Africa, Melbourne, Sydney. Those are big trips. But sure. I had multiple trips to London. Beautiful, beautiful city. And I've really appreciated becoming more global in that sense, because there is a tendency here in the United States for us to become very America-centric.
Oh, for sure.
It is fascinating, though, when I'm overseas. The people overseas know as much as, and sometimes more, about our political races than people in the United States do.
Wow.
When in 2016, I was in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking through Brisbane City Square, and then huge jumbotrons. There is Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Wow.
In Brisbane, Australia.
In Australia.
And I met with some folks. Then I went over to New Zealand, Wellington. And the knowledge they had of the positions of our politicians. Most of us can't even tell you who the prime minister of any of those nations is.
Of course not.
But they see.
My listeners don't even know where Brisbane was. He said, you know.
It's not Brisbane. It's Brisbane, just in case.
Brisbane.
That way, when you go there, they'll all go, hey, you know what you're doing. Hey.
Right.
But it is fascinating to me. We do export. You know, a lot of people in the world recognize, as America goes, most of the free world is going to go
as
well.
Sure.
As a result, we also export a lot of our theology.
Mm.
And one of the things that really concerns me right now, and I'll get to your question, but one of the things that really concerns me is when we export bad theology, it's almost like it gets worse on the plane over.
Yes.
Because it ends up in contexts that become just toxic.
Yes.
Really toxic. Africa.
Yes. I was going to say that because I have a friend that's doing ministry there.
The prosperity gospel in Africa.
Man. It's horrible.
I mean, every time I go to South Africa, I have to catch up on the newest insane. Literally, guys getting out of Bentleys and having their parishioners lay on the ground so he can walk on their backs into the church.
No way, man.
And I'm like, how? How is this even possible? It is just, disgusting. So anyways, I appreciate getting that perspective, though.
Sure.
It has helped me a lot. I'm not going to claim to know how the balance works.
Sure.
I'm an empty nester.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have a unique relationship in that she has worked for a major corporation, and that's how we've had health insurance for my entire ministry.
Right.
And so we're not the clingy, I've got to see you every 5 minutes, text me every 10 type couple. So that helps.
Right.
But we also have grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids have always, you know, one of the most precious things I can see is, like, when I'll play a certain clip of a debate that I did with the first Muslim I ever debated. I don't call it my first Muslim debate, but it's the first Muslim I ever debated in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
During the audience questions, one of the camera shots, you see this really pretty lady, my wife, and sitting next to her is this little girl with bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's summer, at 9 years of age.
Right.
And she's watching this line of Muslims asking her daddy these questions, and he's answering all these things. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And so we're really looking forward. We're hoping that Eric and Summer will be in Phoenix soon.
Okay.
So we'll be able to do more of the grandfatherly and grandparently stuff.
Yes, sir.
But the main answer to your question is the church.
Gotcha.
I have criticized my fellow apologists for decades about not being a part of the church. And I don't mean being on the road and going to a church every Sunday and speaking.
That's not
life in the community.
Right.
Okay, you can get away with anything in that situation.
Yep.
I've always been a churchman.
Awesome.
And I've only been in three churches as a member in my adult life.
Mm.
So you're not bouncing around. I was in 29 and a half years in the same church.
Yeah.
And now everybody knows I'm at Apologia.
Right.
And that was an unusual circumstance to bring me there, but I really see why I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got Jeff's back, basically.
Right.
Here's a young man that will say I was one of the leading influences theologically in his development.
Right.
And so there's such unity and consistency in what we're preaching and things like that. And just recently, for example, my fellow pastor Luke got the flu and finally gave up only an hour before he was supposed to preach. He was going to, he's a bit, if you ever seen him, he's a big man. He
it's the bear.
The bear, I'll make it. Well, he couldn't. It was the flu. And the flu, I don't care how big you are.
Oh, no.
The flu can
matter.
Take you down.
That's right.
So I can just step right in.
Awesome.
And there is, it's wonderful. So the church keeps you balanced because the tendency in being in apologetics, which is my area, is to be start seeing the enemy behind every lamppost, every street corner.
Very true.
I'm so thankful that I, for example, have had to teach the Trinity to 12 and 13-year-olds. I've had to be involved in the difficulties of church life.
Right.
That grounds you.
Sure.
It absolutely grounds it. I'm not saying that that's the only thing that you need or that I've done it perfectly.
Right.
But it just seems to me that if you don't start there, none of the rest of it's going to make any difference. So
awesome.
Be involved in the church. Be ready to teach anybody at any time. That's helped me a lot.
Nice. Good deal. So right here, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Andrew Rappaport's Rap Report is a podcast providing biblical interpretations and applications. It is a ministry of Striving for Eternity and part of the Christian podcast community. We provide a biblical view of cultural events, discuss how to apply God's word to the Christian life, address issues that concern the church, and we even take some time to offer a correct understanding of those commonly misinterpreted passages of Scripture. You will hear from great guests like Justin Peters, Todd Friel, J. Warren Wallace, and Gabe Hughes. Andrew has the Rap Report Daily, which is a 2-minute Monday through Friday podcast, and then the longer Rap Report podcast for more content. Subscribe to both today by searching for Rap Report on any podcast app, spelled R-A-P-P Report, or click the podcast link at strivingforeternity.org.
All right, we're back in here with Dr. White. And
I put an entire Diet Coke down during that break.
I know, man. Yeah. And so every week, every guest, I have what I call the bar signature questions. These are the three questions I ask everybody that comes on the show, whether it's Steve Lawson or whoever. They get these three questions. So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
You would be very interested to see my playlists because it's everything from John Tesh, because he has some great writing music.
Right.
Because he used to write music for the Tour de France.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he wrote a bunch of the music for bicycle races.
Right.
So there you go.
There you go.
From John Tesh, John Denver.
Okay.
Okay, I was a child of the 70s.
Moving on.
And I do a lot of writing in Colorado. So obviously on Christian music, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I was on the air as a radio announcer when the UPI machine went ding, 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 and announced Keith Green's death.
Wow.
I still have I tore that and I kept it. I taped it in the Bible that I had that night when Keith Green died. So I was listening to Keith Green music when Keith Green was alive.
Wow.
And it's still some of the best Christian music that's ever been recorded.
Oh,
so that's beautiful. I love acoustic guitar.
Okay.
So I saw Segovia, if you know anything about classical guitarists.
Yes.
Andre Segovia was probably the best that ever was.
Yep.
I saw him at Arizona State University in 1980 or 81, I forget when it was.
That's actually my favorite music to listen to when I fly, because I get nervous when I fly.
Really?
Yeah. Segovia's my go-to.
Segovia, it was, and to watch the man.
I'm sure it was amazing.
He was very elderly at that time, but still just an incredible. So I've got a huge classical library. And then the radio station I grew up on was a big band station.
Okay.
So Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw. I think I've got all of Glenn Miller's music, I think, including the stuff he recorded in German, because I speak a fair amount of German.
Okay.
Because he was in the Army Air Force Band. And so they did that.
Wow.
Radio Free America or something. So the Germans listened.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But I do have some pretty, I've got some skillet. Queued up for when I'm doing a hard ride inside where I'm going to really just have to hammer
right.
it. I'll have some skillet queued up for something like that.
Yeah, skillet's good for that, man.
That's all it is.
When I lift, I put a little skillet on when I lift hard. So
there you go. Yeah, see. And I've been in contact with John Carpenter.
Nice.
Because he did that article.
Perfect. Okay. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
We're being watched right now. Did you know that?
Yeah, this guy named Virgil Walker from some podcast.
Yeah, that Virgil Walker guy. I've never heard of it before, but yeah. I mean, I only know yours. I don't know about anybody else's.
That's right.
We shouldn't do that. He's wearing a bow tie. And it looks like a real one, too.
It does.
It's a real one? All right, good. Good, congratulations. I'll be wearing one tomorrow morning when I preach. So
there you go.
A real one. What books? Well, you see, that's...
You listen to books.
The question, I just downloaded 90 hours of audiobooks. I burned all my Audible. They had sort of built up, I burned all my Audible credits. And so right now, what I'm listening to on Last Ride is a fascinating book on the life of Alexander the Great.
Interesting.
So I've got stuff on Alexander the Great, Hannibal, Julius Caesar. I'm doing a bunch of the history immediately before and around the time of the New Testament,
mm-hmm.
along with a book on basically the backgrounds of the nations around Israel for Old Testament background stuff.
Okay.
I just learned a long time ago that one of the major weaknesses of most apologists is biblical languages.
Mm-hmm.
Very few of them know both Greek and Hebrew.
Right.
And then the historical backgrounds that allow you to detect the bad presuppositions and questions that are aimed at discrediting the scripture.
Wow.
So that's what I'm... Alexander, for example, mm-hmm. Alexander the Great's dad mm-hmm. was King Philip of Macedonia.
Hmm.
And King Philip of Macedonia took over a neighboring city and renamed it after himself, which became Philippi.
Got it.
To which the epistle to the Philippians was written. So there you go.
Wow.
See?
That's awesome, man.
It's fun stuff to learn. It really is fun stuff to learn.
That is awesome. Wow. Okay. So the last signature bar question, I'm interested to hear this one. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to while riding?
That's obviously somewhat limited.
Yep. With books and everything else.
Because I'm normally having to... So if you've got somebody on that is going to be relevant to upcoming speaking or debating or something like that, then I'm obviously going to grab that.
Sure.
If it's on a subject that's 47th on a list of 50, maybe not.
Sure.
I listen to the briefing every day that's on.
Yeah.
Because we are faced with a flood of information.
Yep.
And think what you want of him. Al Mohler and his crew does an incredible job distilling a lot of that stuff down. So it's extremely, extremely useful.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously, this guy out here, they get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I've heard of their podcast. So I think I've listened to some of it once or twice. And they're mad at me because I keep saying I'm going to have him on the dividing line.
Right.
And we never get around to it.
Nope.
But you need to tell them it's taken a year.
Yeah, it has.
Because we started talking a year ago about being
doing
on
this
here. So I'm just slow, man. That's just all there is to it. And you can quote me on that. James White is slow. He really is. So I'm looking for stuff that is going to help me.
Sure.
I'm thinking the next 6 months.
Yeah.
What debates am I doing? What am I speaking on? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to give me background information, keep me up to date, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
And so that sometimes means I miss some of the controversies that, to be honest with you, I just don't want to get involved in. Yeah, there's only so many controversies you can be involved
right,
in a meaningful
right.
fashion.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Okay, that's legit, man. Well, listen.
Yeah. I also listen to Sheologians the time.
Of course you have to say that.
Okay, sometimes not. But, yeah, I have to say that.
You have to say that, man.
Familial thing.
Yeah, for sure. No. But listen, I appreciate you coming over, man. It took 1 year to do it, but we made it happen. And always allow my guests to kind of close us out. Any words of encouragement, anything you want to leave with the listeners before we head out?
Well, we've got a lot of challenges coming. There's there's going to be Christian education is going to change. How we do church is going to change, unless something major happens.
Sure.
And the real question is, will we remain faithful? It's one thing, you know, right now the economy is perking along, it's one thing to say I'll remain faithful unto death in this context. When it really starts costing, you know, when we look around the world, we look to China, we look to North Korea, we look to Islamic nations where we have brothers and sisters suffering. When it comes here, do we have the foundation? Do we have the grounding? We have so much information. Look at all the stuff around us. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But there's a 12-inch trip from here to here, from the head to the heart. And how much of it has really been transferred? That's really the question that I ask myself and ask everybody else.
Awesome. Man, that's spot on, man. So, again, thank you for your time. To the bar listeners, make sure you check out the podcast every Tuesday, your favorite podcast. Make sure you check out everything on
Did
the
you
bar
say
podcast.
Your favorite podcast?
Yeah, it is their favorite podcast.
I'm just checking.
I mean, it's my show.
Okay, just
their favorite podcast. Anyway, go to thebarpodcast.com. Also, follow us on Facebook, The Bar Podcast, Instagram, Twitter, thebar_podcast. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.